Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, we have extra big deals for a very limited time, so you can get Dad the gift he's been wishing for. Get a free select Craftsman, DeWalt, or Kobalt battery when you buy a select combo kit. Plus, save $90 on a Kobalt 24-volt battery string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now $129. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's talk about Colin Gray. This is another case that's going on. I know you guys are covering it over on Defense Diaries as well, and you've been covering it since the beginning. Colin Gray is in Georgia right now. It's not just another murder case. It's a legal stress test. Prosecutors are charging the father of the Appalachian High School shooter with second-degree murder, not just manslaughter, pushing beyond the already unprecedented Crumbly convictions. The Crumbly set the precedent. Colin Gray's case is determining how far that precedent actually stretches into second-degree murder, not just manslaughter, with testimony revealing an FBI warning, a Christmas gift AR-15, and a father who said, "God, I knew it," within minutes of the shooting. This case could reshape how American courts treat parental culpability for years to come. Bob Mata is with us, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Bob, the Crumbly's got manslaughter. Georgia's going for second-degree murder here against Colin Gray. It's a big jump. What is the prosecution saying with that move, and how much harder does it make their job here?
It's a tough road to hoe, man. Like, I mean, it's a challenge, because ultimately what they're going to have to do. And the way that it works in Georgia is that they have this attachment of this predicate charge of cruelty to children. And that cruelty to children, if it results in death, allows them to go forward on this second degree murder. So, and again, he didn't have a hand in it, right? That's mm-hmm. what makes this case so challenging. Was this foreseeable? Yeah. Now, if you were to read the statute, the word foreseeable is not in it, but when you look at the jury instructions and you have an understanding of how they get to where they need to get a conviction of dad here, it has to be shown that it was foreseeable, that he could have stopped it had he done anything. And it's a tough case. We're 7 days into it. And you know, I have very strong feelings about it. I have very strong feelings about parenting in this country. I have very strong feelings about parents being accountable for what their children do out in the world. And if you've done things or not done things that have put your child in a place where they are a threat, a serious threat to society. And not only have you not done what you need to do in terms of getting that child the help that they need, but you have enabled them to go into a school and do what he did by buying the kid an AR-15 after knowing that he had been on a Discord, or there was a thought that he had been on a Discord and was threatening to shoot up the school. And you still do that, man, you're going down in my book. Now,
yeah,
we all look at these things differently. Like, again, I always look at my chat, and that is always a reflection of society, because I have all people from all walks over there. And you know, it makes some people very uncomfortable. They think it's a bridge too far that they're charging parents for shit. You know, I get the, oh, now am I going to be held responsible if my kid shoplifts something? No, don't be ridiculous.
Unless your child was sitting in his home with pictures of his favorite shoplifters posted on the wall, and he's sending you notes saying, if I shoplift something, it's on your hands. The FBI is coming to your house saying, there's something wrong with your son. This is pretty dangerous. And then they shoplift. Maybe that would be on your hands. Maybe you might be responsible for that shoplifting then. Maybe. Because this is exactly what happened here with murder. I mean, all of those things took place. All of those boxes were checked. And I get it. I mean, in your world, in my world, I look at this and we're like, of course. I mean, yeah, the kid, there's nothing more he could do other than start firing it off in the house, right, and shooting the pets or something and going, I'm going to do this at school. Like, what more do you want? What more do you need to go, your son is a danger to himself and others? But then we're also going to another human being who did not commit the crime and go, you better be smart enough to recognize this. And most people would be, but some people at the end of the day are just fucking idiots.
Yep.
And is he just a fucking idiot?
I mean, he might be a fucking idiot. I mean, the reality is that the further I've watched along in this trial, the more sympathy, and it sounds weird to say it, but that I have for that kid, Colt, man. Like, he was a kid that was rudderless. This kid went to 7 schools in 4 years. Both parents were just shepherds.
Yeah. And that's your dad, like, and mom. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like this kid had, like, he was crying for help and they just wouldn't get it for him. And, you know, his grandmother, and it's his maternal grandmother, was really kind of his ride or die in terms of the one stable person that was a consistent factor in his life. And she couldn't really, you know, she couldn't even stop it from happening. And she did things, affirmative things, you know, to really try to fix the situation the best she could. I mean, it was a situation where she's calling, you know, DCFS on her own daughter. You know, I mean, she saw it and she heard the things coming from Colt. And, you know, it's like, it was just this perfect storm of awful parenting and, you know, a kid who's going through it and who's got some mental disease happening for whatever reason, whether it be nurture, nature, or both. I don't know. I have a feeling it was both.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kid was just, he never had a chance. He never had a chance. And it was well within dad's reach to stop it. That's my opinion on it. No one's going to change it. I don't know if they're going to be able to produce enough evidence in terms of what he knew and what he didn't know. You know, there mm-hmm. has been no evidence in terms of when the shrine went up, you know, but I'm like, I look at everything through the filter of me being a father.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's just how I'm going to view it. And I'm a good father. I'm an attentive father. I pay attention to my kids. I can sense immediately when something's wrong with my child because that's how I parent, you know, and I have those discussions with my kids and I hold people to that same standard. And if they can't do that and your kid goes out and shoots up a school and innocent people lose their lives and you could have done something about it, but you either elected not to or you just simply fucking ignored it, you're on the hook in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I land on this thing. And because something has to change, because guns aren't going away. If y'all haven't figured it out, guns aren't going away. So
kids being raised by absolute shit parents is what needs to change, because our DFCS system is an utter joke. I mean, it sits there and it always prioritizes the blood relative as the reunification. Let's reunify no matter what. I see it all the time. There's a case in my world right now, someone I know, where this reunification bullshit is constantly pushed, and the system just keeps pushing it. Why? Because the people who are basically having to check the boxes that they're doing their jobs, that's the best box for them to check. Not what's best for the kid, but because it's the easiest one to check. Because there's not enough homes out there for these kids, because there's not enough places for them to go. So the best thing is, let's keep putting them back with the shitty, abusive, horrible parents with a track record of shitty, horrible abuse and criminal involvement. The system still says, yep, they're best back over there. And I'm sure the system was saying the same thing here. Even if grandma was screaming, even if grandma's saying this is not okay, the system will continue to prioritize that, because it always goes to the path of least resistance, not to the path of what's going to be best for the kids. That's our fucking problem, is our system is fucked. The system does nothing for the well-being of the children. It does what's easiest for it at the end of the day, keep some low-level people employed, and end up with a bunch of traumatized kids at the output of it. And we're like, well, too late. They grew up. That's our system.
Dude, it's broken at every level.
Yeah.
At every level. It's like from the Department of Children and Family Services, whatever you call it in your area, to the court systems themselves, to the guardian ad litems. Like every part of it is completely broken, because you've got human beings doing the jobs.
And we're treating them like pegs, like pieces on a Monopoly board. We're not treating them like humans. That's the thing.
And it's like you've got like, and I don't know how it is in Arkansas, but here in Illinois, we have, if there is a battle over custody, if there's been something that has happened in the home, and you have one of the parents that is having the child removed from them, and initially visitation is suspended, and then ultimately maybe they get back through supervised visitation with the kid, and you get these appointed, who are all attorneys in Illinois, these guardian ad litems that went for, you know, like 9 hours of classwork to go in, and they're the ones who in Illinois courts are the gospel. Whatever the judges take whatever these GALs say as absolute gospel. And, you know, they're going in, maybe they do a home visit, maybe they don't. Maybe they do it where it's unknown to the person that they're coming, and they're showing up out of the blue, which is how it should be done, because if people know that the guardian ad litem is coming for a home visit, then they're going to prep. They're going to clean. You want to see the house in its normal state. You want to just do a pop in and find out what is going on in that house. And it doesn't happen. And you're talking about they'll have like two, three meetings with the kid and the parent and the other parent. And they're reaching these decisions where whoever they say should end up with the kid is who ends up with the kid. I mean, I have been in some epic battles where I'm like, you've got it wrong. Like you're being sold a bill of goods by the other parent. And I'm telling you, you got it wrong, you know? And it's like, and I'm just not heard, and I'm a pretty convincing person. So from every level, the system is broken, and I don't know what the fix is, to be honest with you. You know, I've seen it from the legal side, and I honestly cannot come up with a way to make this thing right. And I don't know that there's an answer out there that will suffice. You know,
I think it's dealing with reality on reality's terms and putting people in these positions with some sort of mental health education, because of which we have neither in the equation most of the time. It's very legalese spoken, and nobody is dealing with reality on reality's terms half the time. It's like, well, the system says we have to go towards reunification. Well, here's the shit show of what that means. Well, yeah, but we get it. Like, it's so broken, and the tools It's like we're asking an electrician to go and create a gourmet meal. And we're like, why is this not working out well? Because that's not their area of expertise. That's why. And we're talking about minds and psychology and people and their emotions. And it's not spoken through legalese. It's not addressed that way. Yes, that needs to be part of the equation. But the big chunk of this, the reason we go in this direction or that direction, is based on the mind. And we're not doing anything to examine what's actually going on in the parent's mind, in the child's mind, and everybody in that equation's mind. And this is the shit show that we end up in. There we go. Problem solved. It's that easy.
Thanks, but, buddy. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, that mind thing is a pretty common theme through everything that we cover.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. You'd think like there'd be more weight on that in all these stories, but
so frustrating, man.
It is what we it is the world we live in. But so much, so many questions in this case, and it's still ongoing. And of course, you're covering it over on Defense Diaries, and we'll keep talking about it here as it continues on. Bob Mata, defense attorney, Defense Diaries. Go check it out. Go press subscribe wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or on YouTube, and hit subscribe there. And leave us your thoughts in our comments section here on YouTube or on our Substack, Hitting Killers with Tony Bruschi. Just search it wherever you get podcasts, press subscribe, and then again, leave us your thoughts. We always read the comments there. We'll continue that conversation there. Until next time, for Bob and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino.
Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots.
You can't beat that.
So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.